What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, welcome back. Hour number two of the show. A couple of quick notes for you in college basketball. One, Florida State head coach Leonard Hamilton has announced his retirement at the end of the season. Leonard Hamilton retiring. And from Notre Dame, John Shumate, the former great center a long time ago, 72 years old, passed away. And Shumate was a guy that helped end UCLA's 88-game win streak. At any rate, Leonard Hamilton stepping down at the end of this season. Meanwhile, University of Miami women's basketball team coming off a tremendous win the other night against Virginia at home, and that was a fun game to watch. Had back-to-back games at home and defeated Virginia 77-74. Then yesterday, a tough one against Georgia Tech, 77-66. The wrong way. Up next comes Duke and then North Carolina State. So a two-game road trip. Head coach Trisha Culp is with us right now. Coach, good evening. How are you tonight?
Everything's good.
Thank you for being with us. Let's go backwards. Let's talk about Virginia first. That was a fun game at the Watsco Center on Thursday. Great win. Marshall Berry's a three at the end. As your team did yesterday on Thursday, they showed a lot of fight. That's been one of the things about your team, the tenacity that they played with.
I agree. I've been so proud of how hard they've played. And, you know, I think we've had to play some games without some key players, but we continue to scrap and claw and try to stay in games. And, you know, I thought the Virginia game, our team played exceptionally well. We only had 9 turnovers as a big key to keeping us in the game. And then, you know, Nat Marshall, as you said, hit a big three. But I really thought, you know, Haley Cavender had a tremendous game and really, really kind of led us in a lot of different ways. But I was just really, really proud of how well we played together and how we stayed focused. You know, we got down by, I think, 15 or 17 throughout the middle of the game and had the tenacity to come back and finish it.
You mentioned Haley Cavender's big game. I think it's 3 30-plus point games this season. And you and I were talking the other day about the Cavenders, and these are interesting times in college athletics, but they got a lot on their plate. And I don't know if the fans understand how well they prioritize things, how serious they are about their basketball. I was at the game on Thursday. It's a 7 o'clock tip off, and at 4:45, 5 o'clock, they're out on the floor. First one's out on the floor. So they are probably, for you, the first ones in and the last ones to leave.
Oh, they are. And you know, if you saw them weekly, you know, they're in the gym early in the morning, getting extra shots up with my assistants. As you said, one of the first people in the gym for games. What I appreciate is they're really careful about what they eat, how much sleep they get, prioritizing their days. You know, a lot of people say, oh, they're interested in social media. They are, but they organize that around their days off. You know, basketball is important to them. School is important to them. And so, you know, I appreciate just how organized they are. You know, they set a great example for the rest of my team and how they organize their days and their weeks. They're very, they work ahead. They make sure that their whole schedule is intact so that they can prioritize about what's important in their life and keep the main thing the main thing. And there's never a question in my mind, have they done everything they can to be ready for a game?
And it seems like they also provide excellent leadership for you.
Oh, yeah. I think they do a great job of mentoring my younger players on the team just about what it takes to be a great player. You know, and as many people say, you know, it just doesn't show up when the lights are on. You know, they're in there in a lot of hours that a lot of people aren't even up out of bed, working on getting better, you know, getting in extra lifts, making sure they eat right, making sure they sleep right. I mean, what a great example for some of our younger kids that are in our program.
You, when you came in, you kind of had to rebuild the roster, and you brought two players in through the portal, well, more than two, but two that have stood out, Nat Marshall and Cam Williams. Talk to us a little bit about what they have meant to your program and what they have provided.
Yeah, you know, Nat Marshall, the cool thing is that when I was the head coach at Toledo, I had a chance to see both of them up close. We had done a closed-door scrimmage with Notre Dame, and so I was really impressed with Nat. You know, she's such a versatile post player that really gets up and down the floor well. She's got good length. She's 6'4". She's smart. You know, you can run a lot of different actions with her. She wanted to really develop her three-point range. And, you know, that's something she's done really well for us. I keep trying to find more opportunities for her to show and extend the range and really our depth so that the paint gets opened up so we can drive. But I was really, really happy when she went into the portal. And then Cam Williams, my Toledo team, had played twice in the past 2 years, so I knew her exceptionally well. I teased her. You know, the only reason I think my Toledo team was victorious is we double and triple teamed her. And she does such a good job with either hand. She's strong. No, she comes from a basketball family. Her dad played a decade in the NBA, and he's actually going into Xavier's Hall of Fame here pretty soon. But what a great kid. They both work exceptionally hard.
And then you're also – I want to talk more about freshman recruiting. One of the players you brought in this year, Adams, one of the top players in the country. It's not often you see a player earn three straight Gatorade Player of the Year awards from her state. And also, since she's been here, really kind of the heart and soul, or puts her heart and soul into everything she does for you.
Well, I think one thing you love about Anae Adams is her energy. I mean, she's probably our best on-ball defender. She takes more charges than anybody else on the team. You know, we stat that, and we kind of give many awards for that the day after a game. And, you know, it's going to be neat to see at the end of the year how many she's taken. But I think that's one of the most selfless acts you can give. But you talk about how many times she's tied a basketball up. She had a key tie-up at the end of our Virginia game that I thought was a big moment swing for us. But, you know, she really is that energizer bunny that just gives us a lift when she comes off the bench. She's quick in transition. If she gets loose, she's hard to catch because she has great speed. She's strong for a freshman. You know, not many freshmen have that physique, but she came in as a really strong kid who you can tell has been in the weight room. But I love her attitude, and she's so coachable.
As you look at the recruiting world for you, what are the things that you're going to be prioritizing as you go forward in terms of, I guess, recruiting both a freshman class coming in and also portal players?
Well, one thing we're really excited about is we just signed five kids that are ranked eighth in the country, their recruiting class. And so, you know, we're thrilled with that class. We've got a point guard, two wings, and two posts. And I think, you know, with our style of play, I love kids who are skilled but versatile, that aren't pigeonholed into one position. I think when you can kind of play more positionless basketball, it makes it difficult to guard you. But I really, really like this group. But we're going to have to get some kids out of the portal. You know, I'd like to sign at least four more out of the portal, a couple perimeter players, a couple post players, just to have some veterans to go along with this talented freshman class. I think one thing we've noted in going through this first year is we'd like to get a little bigger on the perimeter. I think as we face some of the teams in the ACC, you know, that length would help us on the boards. There's been many times that, you know, especially if someone gets past a guard and our post player has to rotate, that backside rebound a lot of times for us is a mismatch right now. And it's not for lack of effort. You know, our kids are giving everything they've got. But, you know, sometimes we're boxing out somebody that's maybe 5 inches taller than us. And so we'd like to get a little bit bigger, a little bit longer, And obviously in the post, you know, it's going to be tough to replace Nat and Cam. I mean, I'd like to find two kids that have the experience level that they did that can come in and help us not miss a beat.
I was going to say, what are some of the things that you have picked up in the ACC, your first year inside the ACC? Maybe some things that you thought, okay, this is exactly the way I thought it was going to be in this league. And maybe some things that were different than what you anticipated.
Well, I think one thing I did note, because my Toledo team had played against Duke the last 2 years. Prior to that, we'd had a home-and-home with Notre Dame, and we'd played Louisville in the NIT. So I had a pretty good taste of what the league was going to be like. I think one thing that's surprising is obviously, you know, with the entrance of the new teams. I think, you know, adapting to now at the end of the season, we're going to have to fly out to California and play both Stanford and Cal. You know, that's a little different. But the whole league's having to adapt to that. You know, I'm almost glad we do it this year, so next year we don't have to make that swing. Because for us, you know, we're still vying for the ACC tournament, and we'll have to do that right before the ACC tournament starts. That's going to be a tough swing. So that's a little bit of a surprise, just how the schedule worked out. But I do think the one thing that I've always appreciated is how strong this league is from top to bottom. You know, I think there's not a lot of blowouts. There's a lot of games that are within 10 points, and I think that shows the depth and the talent that's in this league and the great coaching. I think you got to show up every night or you're not going to get a victory. And, you know, and you better show up for all four quarters. You know, we've had several games that, you know, unfortunately we missed Nat for those three games prior to the homestand we've had. And I thought they were against some teams that, you know, we might be able to pull out some victories, but it was tough without Nat and the depth we had in the post. We played people close and just couldn't pull it off. But I think it really says to me in the future, as we build the rest of this roster for next year, the depth that's necessary to get you through injuries, to get you through foul trouble, and to make sure that you're prepared for the rigors of this league.
Yeah, I was going to say, this league, the games are always so close that some of the things in the fourth quarter come down to execution and or free throw shooting, which your team is very good at, and turnovers, which is something you really have emphasized, taking better care of the basketball.
Yeah, I think it's just being selective. You know, we want to run, but I always tell the players, not at all costs. You know, we want to run and push the ball in the first 7 to 9 seconds and see if we can get something easy, and after that be really smart with it. I thought there were some times in that last game against Georgia Tech we got overeager and we had too many errant turnovers in transition that we could have taken a little bit better care of the basketball. But, you know, the one thing I can't fault is the want to. This group really wants to win. They're giving me everything they've got. And, you know, I think to note that against the 17th-ranked team in the country, we were within 5 points deep in the fourth quarter. And so we're putting ourselves in good positions, and I think we just got to keep getting better from, you know, each game to each game.
In terms of recruiting, I think it's interesting in all of college athletics, so much emphasis is on the portal. Do you think that pendulum swings a little bit in terms of after recruiting freshmen, does it come back toward retention of players? Because that seems to be one of the bigger challenges, is holding on to the ones you get.
Yeah. You know, I think retention is a big deal. I think what was tough for me in taking the job is, you know, I inherited three players. Two of those three were injured when I took the job, that we were trying to get them back healthy. And it really kind of depleted the classes. And ideally, you want to have pretty balanced classes, so you're only looking for a little bit out of the portal. You know, we're going through another year of leaning heavily on the portal, and my hope in the next few years is we're very selective and we're only looking for certain things out of the portal. I would love to retain this freshman class and make sure that we keep building on it so that we keep these classes intact and we continue to develop players. You know, I think Miami has so much to offer, you know. $93,000 a year, private education, great league, winning tradition, and then we're in such an amazing location. I think we got so many pluses. I think the thing is normally when we get a recruit on campus, we've got a great chance of getting them. And it's because they see what an amazing offer we have when you put the whole package together. Our goal is that, you know, I think I've got an incredible staff, is surrounding myself with wonderful people who continue to develop these players and keep them eager to get in the gym and put the right kind of people together that it feels like a family atmosphere, so they enjoy being around each other. And that's one thing that, you know, I feel like our staff is doing well. And so my hope in the future is that we balance out these classes and you don't see as portal heavy recruiting as we're going to have to do for at least one more year. But, you know, sometimes the portal can work in your favor too. A few years back, I had a young Toledo team. We added a few kids out of the portal, and those kids helped us win three straight championships. You know, so, you know, sometimes you can find the right pieces is that what you're missing, and it can really help you go on a tear. So my hope is we find the right pieces this time around.
I had this conversation with someone the other day. The University of Miami treats its athletes, all the athletes, first class. Everything they do is, whether it's nutrition or medicine or travel or team hotels, everything is done, I think, in a really first-class way. But in along those lines, in terms of retention, besides those things that are very tangible for players to experience, does retention also become fundraising?
It does. And I'll be honest, you know, for those boosters that are listening that care about women's basketball and even all of our sports, you know, I think we have to always keep in mind with the new rev share and things that are going on that there's basically three buckets they're always budgeting, and that's retention is one, okay, recruitment is another, and then the portal's another. And so, you know, we're budgeting to try to make sure that we're ready. But honestly, as we compete against the country, this is a new age. And unfortunately, you know, we've got to be in the ballpark when we go to recruit kids. You know, it's one thing to have all those amazing things you and I talked about at Miami that make it an attractive place for players to want to be. But then, you know, the truth of the matter is we're also in a money thing, in that we've got to be in the ballpark about what they're getting offered other places. And I think that's where, you know, I'm going to continue to fundraise. And try to make it a hard place to turn down. I don't think money's ever going to be the number one thing of why somebody comes here, but we've got to be competitive. And I think that's where, you know, we need everyone's help. I think we've got an awful lot to offer, and we want to make sure that's another reason why they say yes to us.
All right, Coach, very good. We appreciate you taking the time to join us. Got Duke coming up on Sunday, so a little bit of time to maybe rest up, recruit, take a look at your team and get ready for the Blue Devils at Durham. Thanks for being with us. It was an exciting week last week for your team, and another big one coming up. And we will see. Let's see. The next home game will be Florida State on February the 16th. So a little bit of time between now and then. And hopefully we'll talk to you before that Florida State game. But thanks for being with us here tonight.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. That's University of Miami women's basketball coach Tricia Cullop.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? a sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.